What is going on, everybody? It's your favorite host, Deb, and welcome back to the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. Now, I know it's been a couple weeks, so please do not be upset with me, but I have been kind of reorganizing things when it comes to the podcast, because at the end of the day, I was releasing new episodes every Friday, and people are running around. It's chaotic, but right before the weekends. So I kind of shifted gears a little bit. So in the future, every new episode is actually going to be released every Tuesday. Some of you may have asked, well, why not Monday? Well, Mondays are just as chaotic as Fridays, I feel like. I don't know about you, but it is the same on my end as well. So again, I'm kind of pushing things around a little bit. Every new episode will be released every Tuesday because, you know, who doesn't need some good midweek pep, right? So this week's topic is going to be all about focusing on tools of the trade, whether it's creating video content, email marketing pieces. I've got you covered on some really cool tools that you need to make sure you write down and discover for yourself moving forward. So let's go ahead and dive in. Now, starting off, I always like to go with video. Everybody knows video is king, just like people say cash is king. Video is king when it comes to the marketing world. And if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video is worth 1,000,000. So small businesses out there, be sure you listen up, because these four tools when it comes to video marketing are all very user-friendly, great for people who might be new to video editing. These are not super robust tools. Now, thanks to the short-form video trend, it is making marketing lives much easier, like my own, because editing a short form video is much easier and less time consuming than a deep dive video for YouTube, for example. So these four tools are going to be great, very slim and simple for those of you who might be new to video. First on my list is going to be Capwing, and it actually starts with a K, K-A-P-W-I-N-G, Capwing. Capwing is about $20 a month, and it's actually not just a video editing tool. You can create all kinds of things inside their programs. It could even be a meme, or you need to suck the background out of an image, or cut it out, excuse me. That, you know, Capwing offers tools for that, and it's all under your $20 a month subscription. So for those of you who want to create your own videos and edit them on your own, Capwing is a great tool to do that. It allows you to add music behind it, edit the fluctuation of your voiceover versus the music, add text on top of it, some really cool animated moving captions, even add GIFs and short videos into your videos. So it's a really simplified tool for those of you looking to dip your toe in. Definitely go check out Capwing. Now, next on my list is going to be Clipchamp. Very similar to Capwing, but a little bit of a different user experience, but still very, very simple. So, you know, for those of you who just have those like lightweight video tasks, Clipchamp might be a great option for you. Very similar to Capwing, but it's strictly for video editing. That's what Clipchamp is. Third on the list is WeVideo. Now, WeVideo may be a little bit more complicated than Clipchamp, but don't disregard it when I say complicated. This is not even close to trying to learn Adobe Premiere or anything like that. WeVideo is still very drag and drop, user-friendly. You know, if you're brand new to editing video, this is still going to be a great option for you. But WeVideo may give you more options than other tools, so you just kind of have to look around and see what features are important to you. If you know that you like those rolling, cool looking animated, you know, text captions, you know, you may prefer Clipchamp over WeVideo or Capwing over WeVideo. It really just depends on what's important to you and what you want to present in your videos. Last but not least on my list, believe it or not, is actually Canva. Canva is not just for editing photos and creating graphics and print material. They've actually ventured into video too, and they make it very, very easy. They have pre-curated templates you could work off of, or pre-sized format, so that way you just upload your video into Canva or your short form video into Canva, and they automatically can resize it to fit the platforms that you're going to be posting it on, which is critical, because if your video doesn't look right when you're uploading it and someone's looking at it on a platform, it's probably not going to produce as well. So just keep in mind, definitely check out Canva for editing videos. I think you might be surprised how easy and simple it is. Now, next on my list is going to be about photo editing. Now, whether you need to upgrade the look of yourself in a photo, just want to glam it up a little bit, or you just need to remove or blur something out in an image, you know, maybe you have a cute picture of you and your hubby out at dinner and there's a bunch of awkward looking people drinking in the background. These are going to be some of those programs that you might want to consider having on hand to supplement some of that photo editing. Now, I am going to mention number one is an Adobe program, but it is, again, very simple to use. You can purchase preset options to have filters and those kinds of things, or just use what Adobe provides. But this first photo editing tool is called Adobe Lightroom. It's kind of pro level editing, but on the go. So again, it's still super easy to use. It's, you know, you can use it on your desktop, on your mobile device. Again, no matter where you are, you can use Adobe Lightroom to edit those photos and kind of professionalize them and style them a little bit more. Second on my list is going to be Photo Room. Photo Room is also another great app. I believe they have a desktop version as well, and it's, I think, on a monthly basis, it's pretty cheap. So you can, you know, remove and replace backgrounds really quickly, put yourself in different places of the world, kind of fun. So if you're looking for a more animated and fun option, Photo Room might be for you. Now, Pixlr, which I'm going to spell this because I may be saying it wrong, Pixlr, that's actually an online and free editing tool if you're just looking to make a quick edit. Very simple to use, again, but if you're just looking for quick and easy, Pixlr may be a good option for you. Now, fourth and last on my photo editing list is, again, Canva. You can use their templates, do your own edits and designs. It's literally kind of the triple threat when it comes to content creation. So you're going to probably hear Canva on my lists in the future with other kind of tools and creation, but you can't say no to Canva. Canva is just, it is what it is. It's great. So next up, I want to talk about email marketing. And email marketing is still powerful. However, you have to have the right visuals, the right delivery experience, because in today's world of spamming people, you really have to be careful about what you're sending, how you're sending it, and how people are receiving it. So first impressions always count, especially when it comes to an inbox. So designing those email marketing pieces right is a huge piece of the puzzle. So today I wanted to share three different tools that you can use to create prettier, more branded email designs for your business. First is going to be called BePro, B-E-E-P-R-O, Pro. It's a very drag and drop kind of design, very, very simple. They have templates you can use. You can create your own from scratch. And then once you're happy with the designs, you can easily export the HTML code into other other services. So let's say you use MailChimp as your delivery system for your email marketing pieces. Well, you can literally copy and paste the HTML design from BePro straight into MailChimp, and it functions, looks exactly like it should. So sometimes, you know, it might be better to actually create the visuals externally outside of the platform you're actually sending emails through, because honestly, a lot of them are very, very limited now. So having kind of an additional tool to give you a little bit of a design edge for your email marketing can make a difference. So BePro is my number one. I use it all the time for my clients' email marketing campaigns. Absolutely love it. Highly recommend it. I've also seen a bunch of people, I've tested it out a little bit. It's actually called Flowdesk, F-L-O Desk. Now, they do some very, very pretty, luxurious looking emails. Again, similar to BePro, they have lots of templates you can use. You can recreate your own, export the HTML code into your email delivery systems, and you're off to the races at that point. So it's just another option to use. Flowdesk and BePro are very, very similar, but I've just preferred BePro for a few different reasons, including affordability. Last on my list, and I'm actually combining two of them, is SendGrid and Canva. Now, SendGrid is, again, very similar to BePro and Flowdesk. SendGrid, you can use their templates, create your own, and export the designs to wherever you want. And Canva comes in part, I think, very helpful, because I create a lot of my graphics that I use in my email marketing pieces on Canva. I just download the images or GIFs or whatever they are and import import them into my email design. So SendGrid and Canva are both additional, you know, options for you. And Canva is obviously just kind of like a supplemental resource to pair with one of these email marketing tools. So hopefully you are using email marketing to your availability for your business, whether it's staying in front of past clients, you know, promoting your services to new potential clients. Email marketing is not dead by any means. You just have to have the right process, the right experience for your customers, and the right design elements, you know, to move forward successfully and make it worth your time. Now, next on my list is going to be talking about actually sending emails. So you have kind of two different platforms in my perspective. You have a couple platforms you can use to actually design the emails, and then you have a separate section of platforms to actually send the emails. And that is just as important as the design aspect. You know, having the right platform that sends your content to your audience is important, but they also want to make sure that you're not getting into people's spam boxes and you're not getting hit and flagged as spam, because every single domain and email address has kind of like a score. I almost consider it like a credit score. If people are flagging you as spam and things pretty frequently, your credit score on your email is going to go down, which means that that is probably going to increase your chances of going straight to people's spam boxes. And that is the last thing you need when it comes to email marketing. So at the end of the day, you need to make sure you keep your audience close and your emails closer. Make sure you're paying attention to the tools you're using and fully understand how to utilize them to their best potential. Now, for actually sending out email campaigns, I have four different tools for you to consider. I think the most popular I have to throw in here is MailChimp. I've used this for clients before, especially for smaller businesses who don't have a bunch of contacts in their database yet. MailChimp might be a good option because they actually have a free subscription that allows you to send emails up to 2,000 contacts. Now, as long as you have under 2,000, it's free, unless you want their bells and whistles of the platform. But it's a good way to kind of keep your dollars low, per se, if that's your goal. Now, I have personally moved away from MailChimp a little bit. I did find that their deliverability isn't as good. But obviously, you know, you have to be willing to spend some money. These platforms are not free. It takes hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, to create some of these platforms. So you really have to understand from a business owner and a user standpoint that it's going to cost you money to make money. It's going to cost you money to get your name out there. It's going to cost you money to get in front of people. It's just how the world works now. Of course, if you are a business and you've solely relied on your referrals, you know, that's huge for you. Congratulations. It's incredible that you've been able to do that and withstand, you know, the economical changes and things that our world is going through. But at the end of the day, you have to be spending money to make money. You know, at the end of the day, it's fact of the matter. And so spending a little bit of money maybe on the right tools that you can use to get in front of your customers could make a huge difference. So MailChimp is number one. Number two is going to be SendGrid. It's a pretty reliable and robust system for sending your campaigns. You can create groups and lists in there so you can send content and emails to specific people. Third on my list is probably my favorite right now, which is Constant Contact. They have a pretty good, solid delivery rating. I really like their back end. Creating emails, quick little emails in there is very simple. They even have some decent templates. So personally, I am using Constant Contact probably the most for my clients, and I'd highly recommend it if you are considering getting into email marketing, but just a preference thing. Now, last on my list is called GetResponse. Now, a lot of people are talking about this one. They kind of consider it like an all-in-one solution for your marketing needs. They want you to use their templates, their designs, or create it in their system versus using a third party. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at platforms. It's important to trial and error and test things. You're never going to know how successful they are or if you like them until you try them. So, you know, be an advocate for taking the free trials and testing them out and seeing what you like best, because every business is different, every audience is different, and every business's goals are different. So just make sure that you're partnering and leveraging the right tools for your business. Now, real quick, I want to throw in here, I've had a couple clients reach out to me and they're like, Deborah, I am spending, you know, $1,000 a month on X, Y, and Z tools. And I don't know what they are, what they do for me, how I can better use them. And, you know, if I even need them in the first place, do I actually need to spend the money on these tools? So if you're kind of in that boat, feel free to reach out to me. You know, I talk to small business owners all the time about kind of cleaning up what they currently have going for their business, whether it's the tools they're using, their social media channels, figuring out what is lacking and putting a plan of action in place to actually push forward and get shit done. I hate to say it that way, but it's the truth. In today's society, you have to keep going, keep pushing, and stop kind of getting hung up on the little things that at the end of the day don't matter. Stop taking 2 weeks to decide if, you know, one post is good for you or not. Just get it out there and roll to the next one. You know, content is king. And the more stuff you can get out in the universe online in front of your potential audience as customers, it's going to be better for you. So I also get a lot of questions about, you know, well, if you create all this great content, well, how do you actually scale the content and post it across all of your business channels? You don't want to just post on Facebook. You don't want to just post on Instagram or TikTok. You really have to put your eggs out in multiple baskets, because at the end of the day, you don't know what's promised tomorrow. Instagram and Facebook could have some huge legal issue and everything gets shut down tomorrow. Same thing with TikTok, same thing with YouTube. You just never know. So creating and cultivating audiences for your business on each individual platform is going to be crucial for you. And in the long run, it will be well worth your time to create audiences on each of those platforms solely than trying to kind of mirror them across all of them. So next up on my list is going to be talking about content scheduling. I have 5 different tools that I've used personally that I'd highly recommend to people, no matter, you know, what stage of this you might be at. But content scheduling, honestly, is a lifesaver. I know Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram, have their own internal scheduler. But for me, I feel like it's lacking. You can't use Meta's scheduling platform to post to LinkedIn or to your Google Business page or to TikTok or, you know, to YouTube. So it's kind of, you're limited. You're only using that for their platforms, which I'm not a fan of. So the first tool I want to talk about when it comes to scheduling is Hootsuite. Now, this is considered the OG of scheduling tools. They were probably one of the first to come out that got super, super hot and popular. I was one of the first users when they started. And honestly, it was great for back in the day. But personally, I feel like it's gotten a little bit expensive. I'm not as positive about the actual user end experience. So just consider that in the future, but go check out Hootsuite and see if it might be a good option for you. Second on my list is going to be Later. Now, this is great for those of you that are big into Instagram and visually representing your stuff to make sure it looks all pretty and together. Later is a great option for that. They also allow you to schedule to stories and to various different platforms, etc. I think the most popular piece of Later, though, is it actually allows you to visually see if you have scheduled Instagram posts. It'll actually visually allow you to see the future of what your timeline and thumbnail size on your profile will look like. So it gives you a little bit more of a visual idea of what things will look like to the public, even with future posts that are scheduled. So just a cool little tool there. Later also, I believe, is pretty affordable still. So definitely a good option if you're a small business owner and you need a scheduler that works for you. Third on my list is called Social Pilot. I've tested this just a little bit. Wasn't exactly for me, but I did feel like it was important to share because it gives you another option that might work for you. Social Pilot might be perfect for you, or Later might be better for you, or Hootsuite or whatever. But at the end of the day, make your own decision, test everything that you can, and figure out what works best for you and your schedule. Social Pilot is, you know, kind of like a flary way to manage your social media. That's what they claim. Very simple calendar experience, drag and drop, very simple. Fourth on my list is Sprout Social. Now, this is probably more so a tool for larger businesses, you know, real estate teams, brokerages, etc., because it is much more in-depth and much more expensive than probably your average social media scheduling tools. So just keep that in mind. Sprout Social is a little bit more expensive, so you're definitely going to have to expect to pay more to set that up for you. Now, last on my list is my absolute favorite. I love a platform called MetriCool. It's very easy to measure your data, schedule things. You know, if you upload an image on Facebook and you want the same caption, but you want to, you know, edit the actual size of the image on Instagram, since Facebook and Instagram can have different sizes of images, this tool can do it. MetriCool is constantly updating, you know, what tools and things you're allowed to do. You can even schedule reels and stories through their platform, and they kind of copy later and now allow you to preview your Instagram feed, which I absolutely love. And at the end of the day, it's affordable. It has saved me so much money for my clients, and I'd highly recommend MetriCool. At the end of the day, I'm not associated with any of these tools. Please keep that in mind. I've tested them. I'm an addict when it comes to testing new tools and things when it comes out, because I like to be in the know. I want to know if there's a better tool that can help me and my clients do our jobs easier and more efficiently and for, you know, less of a cost. So at the end of the day, you always have to be keeping your eyes out for tools like these. But at the end of the day, go check out MetriCool. You'll be happy you did. Now, real quick, I want to touch on link shorteners. Big benefits about shortening your links is it's visually helps it look more clean, concise, and actually click-worthy, because some of these short link sites actually allow you to customize what the link is. So I read some crazy stat a while ago. It was a pretty hefty percentage of people that actually, it'll increase your chances if you shorten the link and customize it. It'll actually potentially get you more clicks on the link. So just something interesting to keep in mind. But when you copy and paste a big link, like let's say you do a Facebook post and you copy and paste a link to your contact us page on the website, well, that link probably is decently long. It's a little bit overwhelming, and shortening it not only makes it look better, but also it enables you to track how many people have actually clicked that link. What a thought. My number one and first tool for link shortening is Bitly, B-I-T-L-Y. Absolute favorite. They've been around forever. I kind of consider them the OG. It allows you to shorten links, you know, customize them. They even have QR codes you can, you know, attach to them. So highly recommend Bitly. And there is a free option that I think it limits you up to a certain number of links. But for those of you that, you know, are running your own business, you're probably not even going to go close to what you're going to need to in order to pay for it. So Bitly is probably my number one recommendation. Number two is called Rebrandly, another way to customize those and shorten those URLs. And number three is, it's literally called URL Shortener by Zapier. So for those of you that are, you know, knowledgeable about the Zapier integration, where you can, you know, integrate two different systems into each other, Zapier created their own URL shortener. So it's just another way to automate that experience, and it's through a trusted company like Zapier. So definitely go check it out if you are interested in learning more about link shortening. Now, the last little tool I want to share with you is actually something pretty unique. I ran across it a year or so ago, because the future, I really do believe, is going to be voice. Video is huge. I don't think that's going anywhere. Don't take that the wrong way, but I really do believe that the future is voice. So whether it's, you know, voicing virtual tours for realtors or menu specials for restaurants, I mean, AI voices have so much opportunity. And there's actually a tool that I started using that is pretty ingenious, and it's called Speechelo. So Speech, S-P-E-E-C-H-E-L-O. And it's literally allows you to type in what you want this AI voice to say. So, you know, you could, again, if you're a real estate agent, you could talk about the listing, and it automates a voice, and you can even choose the voice, whether you want a kid to read it, or a, you know, outgoing female, or an outgoing male, or Morgan Freeman. You know, it really gives you extra ideas on how to leverage text and audio. So if you even want to test, you know, what an AI voice generator can do, definitely go check out Speechelo. Really cool option. I'm absolutely in love with their platform. Now, it is time for the terrible truth. And today's bitter pill is all about the need for digital transformation. So let's go ahead and unwrap this. So let me just put out a real life scenario for some of my realtor friends out there. So whether you're thinking of tracking contacts, leads, and referrals, a CRM system is like your savior. Like setting up workflow campaigns to keep in touch with those people, a CRM helps automate it all. From introductory emails to financing advice, automated, consistent, effective tools like a CRM can help you do your business much better. And honestly, you don't even have to be a realtor to have a CRM. Any small business truthfully needs a CRM so you can document every potential customer, past client, future customer, current customer that needs to be in that system. So you can have a eagle eye view 24/7, 7 days a week, no matter if you're at home or in Tahiti, you're able to see what's going on with your business, who's been contacted most recently, what those contacts look like, etc. You need to know what's going on. And honestly, documentation is key nowadays. If it's not documented, it never happened. So highly recommend any of you, whether you're a realtor or a different small business out there, to go look at a CRM system so you can actually start formulating a plan and have all of your contacts in one place. It is critical. Now, for this week's social news roundup, there is a lot of things going on, but I think a few of the key things is, number one, YouTube Shorts is now giving TikTok a run for its money. From collabs to going live, Shorts is now being packed with new features. So the next time you go create a YouTube Short, definitely go in and check out some of the new features they've rolled out and will continue to roll out. It is going to be pretty impressive. Meta's Threads is also doing a pretty big revamp after slowing down. Expect cool new features and integrations. I know I was just scrolling Instagram an hour ago, and I noticed that Meta's Threads, some of the thread posts are actually showing up on your Instagram feed now. So again, it's just another way for you to get in front of more people, a different audience. And I think because Threads is decently new, there's still a ton of opportunity that hasn't been tapped in yet. So just another reason to get on that Meta Threads trend. Third on the list is going to be a couple LinkedIn upgrades. They are really working on showcasing skills that, you know, have added job features for job seekers, for employers to find the right applicant for their position. Tons of new things coming out for LinkedIn. So definitely, if you're looking for any kind of new talent, LinkedIn is definitely going to be the place to go. Last but not least on my list is TikTok and text posts. Now, very similar to stories, how you can kind of create words and create your own story, TikTok is kind of, you know, creating their own version of that. So instead of just videos, you can actually do a text-based post on TikTok now. So if anything, just go do one and see how it performs and let me know. I'd be curious. Now, that is a wrap for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed. I know that was a lot of information. And if anything, just keep this episode handy because you can always go back to it in case you run into a situation where you need to get a new tool for video editing, for email marketing, for, you know, link shortening, whatever it might be. I hope you found these resources helpful. Again, I am not affiliated with any of these tools. I just am an avid tool addicted lover. So just keep that in mind. Again, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did and you learned something today, please make sure you support the podcast. That shows me that you want to hear from me again, which I would love. So make sure you tap that subscribe button and show me a little love for next week. Now, if you have any questions or you're just a small business owner looking to get in front of more people with a creative plan of action, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Always feel comfortable to reach out to me at info@socialmarketingadvice.com or visit my website at socialmarketingadvice.com. I'd love to hear from you, start a conversation. You know, a conversation costs you nothing. So I think at the end of the day, a conversation with me will help you learn something and at least pivot you into the right position to move forward with marketing for your small business. But until next time, everybody, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Looking forward to talking to you next Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week and talk to you next time.